Welcome, 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 welcome to Unveiled by Grace. This is your host. This is your man of God. This is your brother, Ronald Major. Hope you guys are doing great today. This is the first episode of the Unveiled by Grace podcast. Wow. It took a minute, man. It took a minute to get here. I guess I was trying to understand the direction I was going with the podcast. Neither here nor there. We'll get more into that later. Man, this is really happening. Wow. I'm excited, guys. What can you expect? Let's start there. And then I'll give you guys a quick rundown or history lesson or... or just my story in general. But what can you get from Unveiled by Grace podcast? I guess the biggest thing is a real honest assessment through my experience, not just in life, but relationships, being a man, being a husband, being a father, my relationship with God, purpose, just everything, man, that on my journey. I'm 34 now. I'll be 35 in 2 weeks. Nah, not 2 weeks. I'm bugging. I'll be 35 in about on June 17th. And today is May 23rd, which is wild because my wife's birthday was yesterday. She turned 35. I told her, I said, baby, man, I've never been with an older woman. You know, I tease her all the time around this time of the year, you know, when she have a birthday, because her birthday is a month before mine. So she turns older first. She doesn't like it. So, fellas, that probably won't be a good one. To tell your wife she's older than you when it's really just a mom. Nah, anyways, but yeah, yesterday was my wife's birthday. But yeah, man, the podcast, we're going to be discussing relationships all across the board. Your relationship with God, which comes first before everything. Your relationships, if you're married, if you're looking to get in relationships, parenting, work, purpose, business, everything, and things that I just my walk, and I'm sharing it with you guys. We're coming together, man, and it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be. I'm actually excited because I this journey to get to this point was so much, and I get it. You know, we're in 2024. Everybody has a podcast. Everybody is a guru. Everybody knows, you know, and nothing against any of that. I think it's great. I listen to a few podcasts as well for different reasons and different things, man. But we're here. Unveiled by Grace podcast will be. The podcast for young, up-and-coming, not just creators, not just those in ministry, not just, you know, the high schoolers who are going off to college. This is for the young, for my generation, because I feel that there is a void there's a disconnection from not just God for sure and the youth, which, you know, I won't say the church dropped the ball there. I will not say that, but I will say that a lot of the focus and a lot of, I guess, what keeps the young people's voices silent. And it's just a lot of misguidance. And I've had or been blessed to have elders around me and just to help me on my walk. So we're going to discuss so many different things, man. I don't want to first anyone to think that this is a ministry. Well, it is a ministry, but I don't want anyone to. I think a lot of youth get thrown off by that. I think to use these labels and terms, which I am not against, I understand it, but there's a culture that is attached to, you know, the church that a lot of our youth are running from. A lot of them. That's why it's hard for them to get our youth in the church and consistent. They want to hear about God. They want to hear from God. Some don't. And that's what evangelism is. But that's how we bring them in. But some of them just don't have any understanding of what it means to have salvation. Who is Jesus? What is this walk? What is ministry? What is? And I'm not saying I have the answers, because when I came to Christ, when I began my walk about, like, truthfully, maybe 5 years ago, truthfully, and I'm 30, I'll be 35. So that just shows you how long and how many times he was knocking on my door and I was just not ready, which we'll get into all of that. But my focus here is definitely the youth, definitely the 14 to 35 year olds. I'm not against anyone. Anybody and everyone can listen to the podcast. Please chime in, join, support. But my focus and who I really need to hear the testimonies, to hear from me and what God has done in my life, I'm focused on my young brothers and sisters, man, because they truly are, you know. So, but I don't want to just limit the podcast to just that, but that is my focus. But again, I would love for any and everybody from 6 months old to 135 years old to tune in, man, and support the podcast and just you know, go on this walk with me. But so yes, we are going to discuss so many different things here, man. I'm excited. So let me just give you guys a quick history or my story to where I was born and where I am now, 35. It's pretty simple, man, but complex, I'll say. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia. I still live in Georgia. I've been in Georgia my whole life. I was raised by, I don't like to say single mom, because that is like the typical story from everybody that you hear in the world, online, on stages. Oh, I struggled. My mom raised 6 kids, but really my mom did. She raised 6 kids with the help, of course, her, you know, family, but for the most part, it was my mom raising 6 kids, 4 boys and 2 girls, in which my eldest brother, he passed a couple years ago. But my mom raised 6 kids. Wow. Now, again, there's so much substance just in that alone that I think we like to highlight the struggles and how, I guess, bad, if you guys are listening, but because I haven't done video just yet. That will come later. But I did air quotations. We like to highlight the bad things, the struggles, and the, which I always used to think that that kind of you know, made moms look bad, you know, or painted this like, oh, it's just struggle, which it was. It was definitely difficult. But I like to speak on just how my mother's relationship with God and her faith pushed her through a lot of the troubling times, which built so much character in us, me and my siblings, right? But yeah, the typical story, man. Single mother, six kids, working to provide, survival mode, right? And of course, you know, living in, I said we lived pretty in decent areas for the most part. It was a lot of moving around, but that's neither here nor there. I grew up, wow, this is so annoying. Wow, sorry about that, guys. My daughter literally just walked into my recording room. She woke up, you know. The summer's about to start. That's a whole nother thing. Parenting. Ooh, Lord. Yes, we're going to definitely talk about that. Yeah, she just got up. So, first, soon as they get up, ooh, Daddy, where's my, you know. So, which I'm going to go a little more into that, too. Just the parenting side of things, a little bit about that as far as my story about, you know, my wife, my children, and all those things. But yeah, sorry about that, guys. I was interrupted by Imani. She's my 8-year-old. Okay? Let me tell you guys. Okay? You know what? I'll save that for later in another episode when we go more into life as a, a father. Fatherhood. Wow. But anyways, yeah, summer's about to start. You know, they just had graduation. I'm actually off work today, so they didn't have to go to school. This is the last 2 days, today and tomorrow. So I let them stay home. But anyways, and yes, they got honor roll. My girls both got honor roll and high achiever awards and all types of awards. Very, very proud dad. Anyways, back to... you know, single mother growing up. I'm the second oldest of six. My eldest brother recently passed a few years ago. Yeah, growing up, man, I was always like the second oldest, but like the oldest. Because me and my older brother, we were so close in age that we both were just, you know what I'm saying? So, We were working early and, you know, helping out with bills, the whole type of story, right? Fast forward, yeah, we're going to get it in. There's a lot and a ton of relationship problems and trauma that has affected so many relationships growing up. And as a man, you know what? Let me slow down. I can't give y'all all of it, everything, in just this episode. But to make it short and sweet, yeah, man, I was, you know, the second oldest of six children. Didn't go to college. I've always been a man who worked with his hands and just figuring out my way, right? I meet my wife at 19, which I like to say I was blessed to meet her at 19 because, oh Lord, I was not going to be the best guy out here, man. I wasn't going to be the best. So God knew what he was doing. He was like, nah, this guy. Because, you know, my father, you know, he got about 12, 15 kids. Nah, just playing. I think it's 10 of us. Yeah, my dad's 10. So, to not kind of go down that route, not necessarily saying it's a bad thing, but yeah, come on. Nah. So I just like to say I was introduced to my wife young, and now we're 35, married at 19, so we can definitely go down that path. You know, that marriage is yeah. So young fellas, young men, young women, wait on God. Wait on marriage. Wait on rushing into relationships. And I only say that because there's a certain level of maturity that you must have to maintain any relationship, but marriage for sure. You know, there's compromise. There's there's so much, you know. But when God is in the head of it, is the head of your marriage. Men, this is where you come in. You are the head. You are the head. You connect with God, and your house will serve the Lord. Not just your house as in you, but your wife, your children, your home, your house will serve the Lord. But that is your responsibility, man. Young men coming up. So I would say don't rush into these relationships. If you can, focus on your purpose as early as you can. I learned that from I forgot who there was. I know I heard Warren Buffett say it a long time ago. He got into his world very young. He was reading books like just on money and the stock market and just business when he was seven years old. So young men, young women, but I'm specifically speaking to the men, the young men, you know, find it young. And if you don't have a father or a man around you to kind of pull you in the direction and guidance of discipline and certain things, man, find one, a good one, you know, find a good one that's, is, you know, it's some good men, man, at these mechanic shops, church, you know, I'm gonna be honest, you know, find something you can get into as fast and as young as you can, and that'll lead to the next thing. But anyways, so I'll go, that's just so much, right? How you guys doing? You guys ain't turned the podcast off yet. Y'all ain't leave yet. Y'all didn't say, man, this dude ain't nah, marriage, figuring out your purpose, understanding, you know, what God, where, why am I here? What is grace? What does it mean to be unveiled? Yeah. Right? What is this journey all about? What is kingdom business? What is your identity in the kingdom of God? Come on now. And we all have different paths, you know? And my path was what it was. And I want to share more. I want to share more. And you know what? I think I'm going to stop here. And the only reason why I'm stopping here is because I just want you guys to get a gist of the
yeah, man. All the interruptions. That was my supervisor calling. Anyways, so finding your purpose. But I think I'm definitely going to just stop here. I think that was my sign to stop here. because I don't want to give you guys too much. And this was really just a introduction to the podcast, the platform, me, your host, your brother, your man of God, just to get you guys an understanding on what to expect. I'm excited. This is going to be a journey. Please, guys, be patient with me. I'm still learning as far as the production side of things. I literally just have a mic and my phone and my laptop for sure. I have everything I need. It's the putting things together and the production side of it. So bear with me. You know, if I'm too loud, if I'm this, what, you know, we'll get it right. But we are here. We are established here on this platform. And you can definitely find us on YouTube, the Instagram, Facebook, everywhere podcasts are heard. You will hear it if you're on Apple Music. I definitely will get video once I get my studio set up. Videos will be coming, and you won't just be getting the audio, but you'll just get audio for now. So just bear with me. I love you guys. I really do. I'm excited to see where this goes. I'm excited to see us grow together. And let's go through this unveiling process together. I love you guys. This is your man of God, Ryan. I will see you guys in episode number 2. This is the Unveil by Grace podcast. And I am your host and your brother, Ron Major. Until next time, have a blessed day. Shalom.